Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Our society has come a long way from Leave It to Beaver and My Three Sons. For those of you who have no idea who they were young people who actually said things like, "No, ma'am," and "Yes, sir." Today we've got kids suing their parents, calling 911 when threatened with discipline, and even divorcing their parents. Isn't it interesting that when television and other forms of media portrayed respectful, wholesome children, the nation had a much higher percentage of respectful, wholesome children? Nowadays, television and movies are full of self-empowered kids with little or no use for their parents. Take one Friday night stroll through the mall and you'll see a mirror image of the media. The question today is, how do children develop these attitudes and behaviors? I want to introduce you to two gates. One is the eye gate and the other is the ear gate. Everything that flows through either of these two gates becomes an indelible memory in a child's mind. On top of that, the media openly promotes sexuality, violence, and disrespect, and current technology has taken it to a whole new level. Our children are literally barraged with compromised messages of morality. Many children are left to themselves for a few hours after school because both parents must work. But the simple truth is found in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15. A child left to himself brings shame to his mother. Our adversary is a master strategist and willing to wait patiently, even years, to see the effects of sin begin to take root in a teenager's life. James chapter 1, verse 15 says, "When desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." So, how is desire conceived? This happens the first time a young boy sees pornography on the internet. It happens the first time a young girl is left in a compromising situation with her new boyfriend. Now, you may be thinking, I can't control every waking moment of my child's life. Well, that's true, you can't. But that's a far cry from where many parents are today when it comes to overseeing their children's activities and what they're exposed to. As parents, we cannot control every aspect of our children's lives, but we are responsible for creating a controlled environment for our children in their formable years. You can make a difference in the next generation by the way you raise your child today. I don't think anyone actually names their son Beaver these days, but we can still train them to say, "No, ma'am," and "Yes, sir." That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.